This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Tuesday, the 6th of October. My name is Audrey Raj. And as usual, in the studio with me is
Frida Liu.
And on the show today, we're going to be talking about if you feel guilty about being less productive or whenever you're just not staying busy. Is it a condition? Why does this happen to some of us? 018-789-8899 is how you can get in touch with us on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We're going to be talking about productivity or being less productive and how that makes us feel. We're also going to be talking about some pretty rapid COVID-19 tests that are happening at airports and some airports around the world. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be talking about, and this is a sad story that we're going to end with, Uncle Pokemon or Uncle David up in Uptown Damansara Utama. He's passed away. We're going to be talking about him and kind of celebrate his entrepreneurship spirit. So all that's coming up on the show. But of course, our main story is about how we feel about being less productive. So hustle, grind, no days off. You know, these are some of the words that we may use to describe our current work culture. It's also how I would describe some of our colleagues, right? Richard Bradbury, if you're listening, you know, no days off. But the idea of being constantly on or constantly busy, if that equals productivity in your mind, this is wrong. You know, in fact,
it is.
In fact, you know, busy culture directly reduces productivity and has negative effects on one's personal and professional well-being. And according to the Harvard Business Review website, we assume that the busier we are, the bigger impact that we're making at work, right? But the truth is, studies have shown that busy culture destroys productivity and it can actually pull you away from both your family and deeper relationships with your co-workers.
Right. So like all work cultures, busy cultures starts at the top with leaders who want to appear successful, important, and productive.
Yeah, and this culture kind of worsens, you know, by the blurring of lines between work and home, working from home and being connected to work 24/7 with our tech devices, even more so this year with COVID and MCO and the lockdowns around the world. And it's pretty obvious that this needs to stop because it's really not helping anyone. So what can leaders do to combat a toxic culture of busyness? You know, there's no easy answer, but here are three strategies that can help. Number one, you've got to incentivize boundary setting. Now, companies need to, wait for it, pay people to be less busy. Now, what do you think about that, Frida?
Yes.
Yes, I like it too. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but here's the logic behind that. More than 4/5 of employees send work emails on weekends. I'm guilty of this as well. Mm. And nearly 6 in 10 do so while on vacation. Guilty. And more than half check email after 11 p.m.
Also guilty.
Guilty. Okay. There are problematic behaviors if you're worried about the health, satisfaction and productivity of your employees. And so this is why you may need to kind of incentivize them to shut off at times.
All right. So one tech company here, Full Contact, they let the employees earn a $7,500 annual vacation stipend by following three simple rules. No checking work messages, no working and no staying home. Although recently staycation have also qualified because you can't go anywhere. The company's communications director said that when employees return from these vacations, they were shining brighter, working harder, and more excited to get back into the swing of things. That's why I always go on holidays. Another approach is to reframe vacations as sabbaticals to help employees feel less stigma around taking time off.
Interesting. Now, number two, you should try to focus on your core contribution. Now, countering busy culture means saying no to tasks that don't align with your primary duties. And leaders have to set that example. You know, you got to ask yourself, do you enjoy downtime when you get it? Or do you fill it with less than critical work?
So the leadership strategist, Greg McEwen, argues that leaders should say yes to only the top 10% of the tasks presented them. Show through your actions that your core duties are your priority and make saying no to other work the norm.
So here's the thing. Do we have a culture of feeling bad when we have to say no? Especially when we're asked by our leaders, our bosses, our managers and such.
Well, if time doesn't permit and you focus on other things, right? I mean, if you explain things properly, I think that's the case. But a lot of people feel they can't.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, number three, lean on lateral and external influences. So when Ben and Jerry's first introduced their nap rooms, people were so embarrassed to use them that they would actually write phony names like Donald Duck on the sign-up sheet, right? But after removing the sign-up sheet, Ben and Jerry's realized a simpler system could still show people that the rooms were being used without revealing the individual users' identities. And so what they did was, if the door was closed, the room was being used, and it worked, and it was so simple. Mm. So the priority was making everyone feel comfortable using these nap rooms in the first place.
You know, just to elaborate on that point, you know, I mean, like the Spaniards, right? Maybe not so much in the city, but you know, where they have siestas, right? And if you've been there in the summer in the hotter months, you're so, even in India,
it's just exhausting.
You
right?
cannot work, right? So you're probably off better, taking a nap. And then when things are cooler, to continue working. So I get why the nap is so important, right? So anyway, here is the founder of Gab Wireless, Stephen Dalby, struggled to put his phone down after work until a six-year-old son asked a cutting question, "Daddy, can we play a game or is your phone too important?"
Ooh.
Ouch. Ooh. Okay, so despite founding a Gab to help young people spend less time on screens, he himself struggled to turn off business mode. To combat this culture to himself and his team, he encouraged employees to establish small daily traditions like device-free dinners, and you talk about those dinners at work, reminds people that healthy boundary setting was the norm.
So I guess, you know, all companies will get busy. We get busy. And the trick is to keep that busyness from becoming chronic and cultural, because when that happens, then it becomes corrosive, right? You know, no matter how productive or positive your culture may seem, it can be corrosive if it's got this culture of busyness.
Yeah, and it's a simple thing, right? I mean, putting your phone away during makan, that's what I do. And you really, when you actually switch off, you're actually more productive when you come back. You know, you need to have a reframe and just sort of step away from things and then come back to things. You can just feel better.
Right. You know, some of us actually even carry our bowls and have lunch while we're working. Right? And you know, maybe like, Just stop that. And like, when you have your lunch, use it to like just switch off, you know, to reset. And like you said, you know, it can be really helpful. But what we want to know from you today is, do you feel guilty for being less productive when you're not staying busy? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp is how you can get in touch with us. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a poll going on both those platforms. Our handle is @BFM Radio. When we come back, we'll speak with Dr. Joel Low, Director and Clinical Psychologist of the Mind, to talk about, you know, if being busy is the same as being productive, and why we kind of assume that in our daily work lives. But for now, here's a Metric with Dead Disco. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we're asking you if you feel bad about being less productive, or if you feel guilty when you're not staying busy. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, @BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Let's take a look at the poll for now.
Yeah. Right. So on Twitter, it's 63% that says yes, no, 36%, 1.1% said other.
Yes.
Tell us why. Okay. Yes. Kelvin Tong says, busy does not equal productive. It might be better if we define both terms prior to addressing question. I totally agree with you, Kelvin. When people ask me, am I busy? I don't like to use the word busy, because it just, this image of being frazzled, right?
Yeah.
I'm being productive, right? And there's some things when I get busy and I feel frazzled, it's like, okay, something's got to give. I've got to remove some things, right? Jay Sandin says, seems that I'm not making every minute I'm paid count to the company, but I'm adapting to, it's not how busy you are, but how much impact you're contributing. Very good. The purple cotton, depends. Being productive in the wrong things makes you feel good but achieve nothing. So I was saying, like, you know, if it's the wrong things, are you productive or not?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can be very productive on Netflix. I don't know if that's the right thing. Right thing for Arvind Yuvaraj, because he calls it work.
Yes. Over on Instagram, we have 72% of the responses coming in for yes, they feel bad or they feel guilty about being less productive. We've got Azmil Sukri, who says, resting is not being unproductive. Mm-hmm. Good point. Sarizal says, very much so. I feel like I'm not moving forward in life. Ivoa says, I guess I'm always like a boiling frog. I feel uncomfortable if I slow down. Now, I have to say that, you know, sometimes it comes to a point where you've just been so busy for so long that when you stop or you have the opportunity to take a breath, it kind of feels like something's missing. Have you felt that before, Frida?
Yes, but then like I work on other things, right? I find that when I work on other things without a deadline, but just working other things, it just gives me, I'm just sort of looking things with fresh eyes, and I go back to another project and everything. But you know, like one may have a deadline, one may not have a deadline. Mm. That sort of gets me going. I'm generally like, you know, I need to do things, but also know when to like, okay, I've got to switch off.
Right. Mm. Well, tell us how you feel. Do you feel bad about being less productive when you're not staying busy? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, we have an expert to talk to us about this. Dr. Joel Low, director and clinical psychologist at The Mind, is on the line. And Dr. Joel, let's just start off with, if being constantly busy is the same as being productive, you know, does one inform the other? What do you think?
So I think that being busy and being productive are not the same things, right? I think you can be productively busy at times. That means you're doing something that's effective and that's important to you, and it's a means to an end. Like you try and reach a goal and you can be busy doing that. Mm-hmm. But I think the inverse is not true, right? Meaning that if you are busy, it doesn't mean that you're being productive. And the reason why I say that is because productive means that the work that you're doing is going to lead you to a goal or end point, right? Mm-hmm. It's something that you can achieve at the end of the day. But being busy means, it could mean that you're doing that, of course. That means you're taking off the task and your checklist, for example, and all that kind of good stuff. But it also means that you're just doing things for the sake of doing it, right? So one thing that we talked about is procrastination as well. Oftentimes people procrastinate by saying things like, oh, you know what, I've got a paper to write, but instead of focusing on the paper, before I can focus on the paper, I need to go and clean the desk, or I need to wipe down my computer before I do that. So you are busy, you are doing stuff, but you're not necessarily productive. So I think that's the difference there.
True. Dr. Joel, what are some of the effects on one's mental health of being in a state of busy all the time?
Ooh.
Now, in terms of being busy all the time and its effect on our mental health, right? I think a good analogy to look at or to use to better understand this is to see our mental resources as finite. And what I mean is that, you know, we've got, let's say, for example, a tank of petrol that we use to drive around, right? So let's say if I've got 300 kilometers worth of petrol in my car, that means I need to be able to chart out a journey that would be 300 kilometers or less. So if we're being busy all the time, that what will happen is that it will detract away from our ability to reach our goal or wherever we're training towards. So same goes, if we're busy all the time, we're taking time and resources away from our mind to reach the goals that we want to achieve. And because of that, the stress and anxiety levels that we have naturally mounts, right? Mm. So if we're busy all the time, there's never a chance for us to relax and never a chance for us to focus on the goals that we want to achieve. And because of that, we cannot reach the goals that we have, then naturally the anxiety and stresses will build as well. So I think that's what the effect of being busy all the time will have on our mental health, right? It just acts as an unnecessary stressor on our lives.
It makes it sound so, so simple.
Right. Okay, now there's that thing called guilt. There's also a layer of guilt attached to not being busy or taking a break, so often associating it with laziness. Mm. Dr. Joel, how can people change this mindset at the workplace?
So I think you're absolutely right in that when people are not busy nowadays, they feel very guilty about it, right? Mm. And I think the reason because of that is because the whole hustle culture made popular by entrepreneurs is something that's quite invasive in our minds, right? And the whole idea is that the more I hustle, the more I can achieve. But like what we talked about before, being busy does not always equate to being productive. So how can people change this? I think the first thing that we can do is to be mindful about what we're trying to achieve and staying focused on that goal, right? So if let's say we want to be able to finish an assignment or a paper for our company project, for example, mm-hmm. instead of looking at it as one giant piece of work that's going to be very overwhelming, anxiety provoking, we can break it down, right? So that means we talk about, instead of writing all 5 chapters today, I'm just going to focus on writing 1 chapter today, or even smaller, doing the research for the chapter 1 today, for example, right? And by doing so, we take a lot away of the anxiety that we feel when we're doing it, which is the main cause of a lot of this busyness that we feel sometimes. Mm. So we break it down into more manageable chunks, and that way we are more likely to be able to do it, and we feel better about doing it step by step. And that's a really good way to make sure that we don't associate any guilt or negative feelings towards not being busy when we're trying to achieve our goals.
Once again, he makes it sound so simple, but I don't know.
Okay, so what can organizations do to discourage busy culture and cultivate a healthier workforce?
I think on an organizational level, it's quite hard to discourage people from being busy because ultimately it's a very individualistic thing, right? And I think that's why you see sometimes you've got colleagues and team members who can work 3 hours a day and get all the work that they need done for the day. Mm. And you also have colleagues and team members who spend 12 hours a day working on the same thing and they never get anything done. It's ultimately a very individualistic thing how someone deals with the anxiety and the stresses of trying to achieve the goals that they've set for themselves. Right? But as an organization, what we can do is to try and make that process as simple as possible. So one thing that we can do is to clear up any confusion and making sure that the goals that we set for our staff is as clear-cut and as straightforward as possible. So the more tangible, the more simple, the more concise the instructions are that we have for our team members, the easier they'll be able to do it, and therefore there'll be less anxiety or uncertainty related to those targets. And when they are more clear about what they need to do, then there's less need for them to distract themselves with being busy and all that kind of good stuff. That's the first thing. Mm. Second thing to do is, I think, is to reward our team members for being efficient or being productive in that sense, right? I think in the more old school cultures, you know, with the, for example, the clock in, clock out kind of system, there's this underlying message that, you know, I want to make sure that you spend the next 8 hours, 10 hours of your life at the office and stay at the office, right? Regardless of how productive or not productive you are. And employees oftentimes are rewarded just for being on time and leaving on time, so to speak. And I think if you go into if you have a workplace culture like that, that's just going to encourage people to not be as productive as they can be, because ultimately they're not being rewarded for the amount of work that they do, but the time being spent there. So instead, what we can try and do is to focus on rewarding them for the work being done, right? So that means if I give Adam, for example, 6 tasks to do, and he finishes the 6 tasks within the day, we should celebrate it. And celebrate it in the sense not by giving him a gift or a reward or anything like that, but saying, okay, great, you're done for the day. You can take the time off and do what you want. And by doing so, what we're going to be able to do is to encourage them to be as productive as they can be and not as busy as they can be. Mm. So that's something that organizations can do as well.
Right. Thank you for that. That was Dr. Joe Low, Director and Clinical Psychologist at The Mind.
You know, I'm reminded of the Parkinson's Law. Mm. Work expands to fill the time available for its completion. You know, just before the holiday, somehow we're able to do things a lot faster.
Yeah.
To clear all the work before we go on holiday.
Or like when you have a 4-day work week before a long weekend, right? Yeah. Somehow you can cram whatever you need to get done in that short period before you have to take off. We're asking you today if you feel bad for being less productive or if you feel guilty for not staying busy. And why do you think this is? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. Please get in touch with us. We'll come back with more of your comments and feedback. But first, here's Men at Work with It's a Mistake. You should take a break. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.